More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Caudette. We are less than a week into the new Biden administration, but already there are significant changes in our country's policy direction. And this may be most true when it comes to environmental policy. Since being sworn in, President Biden has pumped the brakes on more than 100 policies under the previous administration that covers energy, wildlife, and how decisions get made. So what does all of this mean for Western states, including right here in Idaho? Well, joining us today to help us explore this question is Ken Raitt with the Pew Charitable Trust. Ken, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Good morning, Gemma.
Okay, so first off, President Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. So how significant were those two decisions?
Well, those two decisions in and of themselves were hugely significant, but they've already gone so much further than that, and I think that we're in store for even more tomorrow. Last week, on the 20th, the administration also announced that they're going to be reconsidering the Trump administration cutbacks to the Grand Staircase, Escalante, and the Bears Ears National Monument in Utah, that they're going to reconsider oil and gas leasing in the Arctic Refuge. And they released a whole series of federal actions, a whole fact sheet of federal actions that are going to be reviewed in the coming weeks and months, that include decisions around roadless areas in the Tongass National Forest in Alaska, public land management plans, basically across the West. So we're in for a very different time under mm-hmm. the Biden administration than we were under the Trump administration. Gemma, it's important for people to understand that that as it relates to public lands, the conservation community always viewed the worst of days as being when James Watt was the Secretary of the Interior under President Reagan in the 1980s. I think most of us would agree that that in his capacity as Secretary of Interior, David Bernhardt and Ryan Zinke, who were the two Interior Secretaries during the Trump administration, far outdid what James Watt did during his tenure. So there's both a lot to be corrected from the last 4 years. And frankly, we're at the beginning of a new administration that's got very, very different priorities and really wants to see climate change, environmental justice, and conservation be central.
So I'm curious too, because I think, some of this can be pretty wonky, so bear with me, because sure. I think one important area has to do with how the Biden administration approaches how policy gets decided and then how the public can actually weigh in on that. So on the Bureau of Land Management land or the National mm-hmm. Environmental Policy Act, these have been important tools for feedback from the public. But we know under the Trump administration, that window of time for the public to weigh in on proposals that would affect this land was shortened, right? So some proposals, yeah. right? And then some proposals don't need a review process anymore before beginning. So what do you think President Biden will do about this? And why does this matter?
So let me just start by tracing back what was driving policymaking in the Trump administration. Trump administration was very much driven by President Trump's energy dominance thematic. And anything, any regulation or rule that in any way hindered the ability of this nation to develop as easily as possible oil and gas, coal reserves, was going to be reviewed. And part of that was the application of the National Environmental Policy Act, which basically ensures that agencies consider alternatives to proposed decisions that requires substantive public comment. And since public comment was viewed as frankly ancillary to what the Trump administration cared about, they sought to undermine public participation by undercutting the National Environmental Policy Act. And the National Environmental Policy Act has been public policy in this country for more than 50 years. And So it was very disconcerting when the administration sought to unravel the National Environmental Policy Act, both at land management agencies and its application broadly across government. And so I think that as we look to a Biden administration, we're going to see the public being put back into public lands management, and that decisions aren't going to favor the oil and gas industry at the expense of everyone else. I think that there's interest in fully engaging indigenous communities who have traditional connections to these lands that far outdate Western civilization, coming here. And so there's going to be a strong interest in engaging tribal communities in public lands decision making, and there's going to be a real effort to revest the public with how these lands are managed for the benefit of wildlife, for the benefit of recreation, and for the benefit of clean drinking water.
Can we talk a little bit about what President Biden is expected to do tomorrow? And that is ordering a ban on fossil fuels, leasing on public lands and in the ocean. Now, this has been controversial because, you know, there's this whole idea that people will lose their jobs, right, if this happens. But I'm curious about what kind of effect that will have on the jobs that depend on these leases, but also climate change.
Well, so people, folks need to understand that a quarter of the carbon emissions in this country come from development of oil, gas, and coal from public lands. And so the folks who are concerned about jobs, there's going to be no immediate impact. I mean, there are so many leases that have already been issued across the public domain. I mean, there was essentially a fire sale for oil and gas leases during the Trump administration, and only a very tiny portion of those have even been developed. And so there remains an awful lot of oil and gas leases that have already been issued out there. And that means that the concern about jobs just is not warranted in any way. And I think that it's not clear yet where the Biden administration is going to be going with this. We won't know until tomorrow. But the goal is really to try to bring the management of public lands in concert with responsible carbon economy, essentially, so that our public lands are not being used to add to the climate change problem, but are being used to try to buffer us against the impacts of climate change.
So here in Idaho, as you're well aware, one of the ongoing environmental issues is the continued loss of sage grouse. This was a species that almost landed on the endangered species list under Obama. That did not happen under the Trump administration. So there are 11 states that have the sage grouse population. So first, I'm curious about how the bird is doing, but then also, any idea if the Biden administration will list them under the Endangered Species Act?
So there's a long, complicated story on the sage grouse. At this time, because of language that keeps showing up in the Interior Appropriations Bill, there is no possibility that the Fish and Wildlife Service would list the sage grouse under the Endangered Species Act. That is one that's what is called a legacy rider that has been in the appropriations bill for year after year for the last, I'd say, half decade. Despite that, sage grouse numbers are not terribly strong right now. So basically, to kind of trace this back, in 2015, the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service, that manages a substantial amount of the sage grouse habitat across the 11 Western states, came up with these plans to responsibly manage the sage grouse habitat for the grouse and the 250 other species that depend on the sage steppe ecosystem. And these plans protected substantial amounts of acreage from the surface impacts of oil and gas development. The Trump administration, because there were some restrictions on oil and gas development, sought to overturn these plans as part of their energy dominance agenda. And they issued plans in 2019 that were enjoined by a federal district court judge that same year. And then in the very waning days of the Trump administration, they sought to supplement those plans to address the judge's concerns. But those injunctions remain in place today, mm-hmm. meaning that the Trump administration plans are basically on the shelf, and the guiding plans are the 2015 plans that were put together between the federal government in conjunction with the states to provide responsible management to the sage-grouse habitat. So at least for the moment, the more conservation-oriented plans are guiding on public lands, including Idaho public lands.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us, because as I said, you can get really in the weeds with all of this. So really appreciate your perspective on it.
Glad to help.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Ken Raitt of the Pew Charitable Trust. Up next, why bilingual contact tracers are so incredibly important in the fight against COVID-19.